Happy Easter. Good morning to you. It's great to worship with you today. Delighted to be with you on this most jubilant of mornings. And so, as I was thinking about today, I thought, what could be more appropriate to kind of set the tone than a scary story? Now, I suspect that most of us, probably all of us, have lived through some variation of what I'm about to tell you. Someone is frightened because they have heard a noise in the basement, in the garage, in the attic, downstairs if you're upstairs, or upstairs if you're downstairs. Maybe it's a child, perhaps it's a teenager, or if we're honest, even adults. We adults can suddenly be gripped by fear in those moments when we hear that noise. Well, I can remember it like it was yesterday, 1978. I was 10 years old. I saw the movie Halloween. And for the next 6 months, every sound I heard at night was Michael Myers coming to get me. And I don't know if you've ever seen a 10-year-old walk around with dark bags under their eyes, but that was fifth grade for me. Well, in those moments, we want someone to check it out for us. We want mom or dad to investigate the sound, the shadow. And most of us have had our parents, when we were children, come in the dark hours of the night. They'll come in and they'll open the closet door and turn on the light. They'll make a show of looking inside and checking around, look under the bed. And calmly, hopefully calmly, they return to the child and reassure them, everything's all right. There's nothing to fear here. You can rest easy. You're safe. I'm here. Now, the degree to which that actually helps and eases the child's fear is determined by how much they actually believe that or trust the person who's talking to them. What if the boogeyman was hidden and tricked dad? What if mom didn't see? And in situations like this, our fear begins to bubble up again and override the relationship. Well, today, this morning, Easter morning, this is the explicit reassurance that our enemy, death, has been defeated and holds no power over us. I want you to hear just a few examples from Scripture about Christ's victory. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under His feet. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through His gospel. And again, He placed His right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I'm the first and the last of the living one. I was dead, and see, I'm alive forever and ever, and I have the keys of death and of Hades." I hope you hear the similarity in those examples to what I've said, that reassurance. He placed His right hand on me, saying, "Don't be afraid. I've got this." Reassurance in the face of fear. But, as I said earlier, the degree to which that alleviates our fear is determined by how much we trust and believe what is being said. Can we trust that one? Is it true? Has Christ actually defeated the sting of death? Is it true But death no longer holds the most emphatic and final word in our lives. Or is that boogeyman death still down in the basement, lurking? Perhaps death tricked Jesus. And in those moments, the knot in our stomach tightens. The hair on our neck stands on end. And our fear begins to get the best of us and override the relationship we have with our Savior. Now, to be clear, we completely misunderstand Christ's victory over death if we conclude that the universal cycle of death and resurrection has been undone. We know people still physically die. So that can't be what this is talking about. That's not what this victory is, or it's a mental fiction. No, the power of death resides in our fear of death, and its seeming finality, that's all there is. Why is death scary? Because it looms out there so definitive and conclusive. Now, using the story I told you at the beginning as our context, this Easter morning, and in fact, with every recounting of Jesus' resurrection, God's reassuring message to you and me is this. We people, we are afraid of death. But Jesus goes into the basement by dying himself. He faces and understands death completely by entering into it completely. So he goes into death and he turns on the light, for he is the light of the world. And he returns to us, walking out of death and the tomb to reassure us that there is nothing to fear. You can rest easy. You're safe. I'm here. Is it true? Can we believe him? Those are not one-time questions. I wish I could tell you you could just make that affirmation either in a baptismal covenant or at confirmation, but those questions are ongoing aspects and challenges of our Christian discipleship. We continue to hear the noises. Nothing else associated with the grace and glory of Jesus Christ matter much apart from those questions, because they are the big questions. Has Jesus checked out the noise in the garage? Has he done it? And with everything that Jesus taught and did, this is most important. It's the most potent proclamation of them all. And that is, life and love have conquered fear and death. God has put all things in subjection under his feet. And so this morning on Easter, and in fact throughout our lives, Jesus continues to expose our ultimate fears for what they really are. What they really are. Scary noises and shadows invading our thoughts, upsetting our emotions, getting us tied up. No substance, noise. Jesus, whom we know as the Good Shepherd, full of compassion and mercy. Thankfully, he doesn't just tell us this good news once on an Easter morning and then leave us alone to deal with it for the rest of our lives. No, whenever those noises conjure up the fear of death again, Jesus comes to us, as a parent repeatedly does with their children, to reassure them, to retell the Easter miracle. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He's been raised. He's been raised, as he said, come and see the place where he lay. I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, and see, I am alive forever and ever, and I have and hold the keys to death and Hades. My son, my daughter, I've been down in the basement. There's nothing to be afraid of. You can rest easy. You're safe. I'm here. The scriptures tell us that there will be that day when our tears will be wiped away. And certainly there will be tears of sadness and sorrow and grief and suffering that are gently attended to by our Savior. Among those tears, I suspect, will also be those that we shed because we've underestimated Jesus. We underestimated love. We underestimated the victory of Easter. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Amen.